Tilden, Brian, Landon, Wilkie. They're just some of the names enshrined here. It's a place created by a bank president who thought men such as these deserved to be honored. Today, we visit the place he created. It's this edition of the American Countryside. For many years, you've heard me talking about Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn, brands we've grown on our farm for many years. Wilcross soybeans offer the latest genetics with proven results on your soil type. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities for your farm. Get the details now by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers in our area, remember that AgriGold is the corn specialist. When everything you do revolves around corn, you look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. AgriGold's new giant hybrids stand tall against the competition. Check out the results for yourself from local yield trials at AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer and always remember to follow all label directions. Bill Rouse was the owner and president of the First State Bank of Norton, Kansas.
He read the book They Also Ran by Irving Stone, and it covers the lives of 19 gentlemen that tried for the highest office in the country.
Leanne Shear says that book inspired him to create a gallery of portraits, pictures, and biographies of the men who ran for president and were defeated.
Thomas Jefferson is the first man on the wall. Thomas Jefferson was beat out by Adams, and then Jefferson defeated Adams later. So the second and third president are on our wall here at the gallery because they lost.
They lost to each other and are immortalized on the wall. Rouse was specifically captivated by the story of a man who lost the 1872 election, a candidate who had actually visited this small town in western Kansas.
Horace Greeley was a man that traveled through Norton County back in 1859 on a stagecoach and stopped at an overnight stop. Then he also ran for president 13 years later, and he was covered in Irving Stone's book.
Today, Leanne is the curator of what is called the They Also Ran Gallery. She knows many of the stories by heart, stories few Americans have heard about the man who just missed becoming our commander-in-chief.
I kind of like Samuel Tilden. That was the closest race in our political history, even closer than the Gore election back a few years ago. It happened that they could not decide that election until around 4 months later, and Rutherford B. Hayes became the president.
This gallery is still growing, and next time we take a look at the ceremony surrounding the blank space on the wall. As we travel the countryside in Norton, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.